You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio New York City and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms, that is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. Again, I need to thank you for continuing to listen, like, download, and share Situations with Sassy. And you know, in the past few episodes, I've had a special guest. I really value their opinion. And going forward, I want you to look forward to them making a guest appearance on more shows in the future. Now, what I'm about to discuss is really going to be controversial for a lot of people. Everybody has an opinion. I'm part of the peanut gallery, as I like to call us, those of us who have an opinion, such as myself, on everything. So, for those of you that don't know, you know, recently, in the past week, we've been hearing about a young lady by the name of Carly Russell. For those of you that aren't familiar with her, she is a 25-year-old nursing student from Alabama. And on July 13th, she went missing. She was gone for like 2 days. But it wasn't the fact that she went missing that I'm pissed about, like hotter than fish grease. I'm mad because I was so invested in this young black woman being abducted. And it made national news. Now, let me give you a little bit, because you had to have been living underneath a rock not to really even having followed this whole story. And sadly, when I went on social media, a lot of people were unaware of what had happened. So basically, let me break it down for you. She disappeared on Thursday, which was July 13th. And she called 911 and her brother's girlfriend, strange, to report seeing a toddler that was wandering alongside the highway. Now, it was a major highway that she said that she saw this toddler on. The police, though, still have no evidence. And first responders arrived shortly after. They found her car, personal belongings, which included a wig, cell phone, and purse, but they didn't find her. Then, y'all, why did she turn up at her parents' house on Saturday? Just, boom, turned up. Now, I have to be honest. When the police released footage of the highway and showing her car pulling off on the side of the highway, it was a lot of cars that was traveling that same road. And no one saw the toddler. No one pulled over. No one. And it really got me in my feelings, because as a woman, I've been in a situation. Now, it was broad daylight. I was leaving my girlfriend's house and there was this baby in the middle of this busy street. And I saw one of the neighbors, because I was driving, and there was this one man standing in the road, stopping traffic. I got out of my car, picked the baby up, and took it to the house. Didn't get a thank you, didn't get a we were looking for him, didn't get anything. But the fact remains is that there were several good Samaritans that all stopped in aid of a baby. And this was a baby, still in Pampers, barely walking, just wobbling. How the baby got out of the house, I have no idea. But it was in the middle of the road. So I can imagine if I'm traveling down a highway and I see a toddler, I don't expect to be the first one to stop. If there's several cars in front of me, I'm expecting people to be good stewards and watching out, quote unquote, for babies and fools. But hers was the only vehicle that pulled on side the road. So that got my spidey senses tingling. But I still, this is a black woman that's missing, that's made national news. Okay? Black people don't get national attention when we go missing. There's a whole foundation called the Black and Missing Foundation for people of black people and other people of color when they go missing. A resource for their loved ones to reach out to connect with. Because we go missing at alarming rates. But you never get national attention. Now the dots start to come together as more information comes out over Friday into early Saturday. They weren't looking for Carly. They were looking for this little baby. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. The baby was white. So they weren't really looking for her. Alabama police, I think it was in Hoover, Alabama, the Hoover, Alabama Police Department called in the FBI and the Secret Service, y'all. But it wasn't for Carly. It was for this ghost baby that was on side of the highway that she said she had seen. So now let's fast forward. Two days before she went missing, she used her cell phone to search whether or not you have to pay for an Amber Alert. The day she went missing, she searched for information about a bus station in Birmingham, which is about 10 miles from where she's located. She also searched for a one-way ticket from Birmingham to Nashville, as well as searching for the movie Taken and how to take money from a register without being caught. That was on the day she vanished. The police chief went on to say, I do think it's highly unusual that the day that someone gets kidnapped, that 7 hours, 8 hours before that, they're searching the internet and Googling the movie Taken, which is about an abduction. There's so many questions that are left unanswered. But for the black community, when we're all treated as one, she fucked it up for everybody. As I said earlier, very rarely does a missing black man, woman, child get national attention when they go missing. And then you do bullshit like this. Get everybody pulling for you. Retweeting, sharing, posting, doing everything. Search people at search parties in that city. And your ass is held up in a fucking Red Roof Inn. You couldn't even give a description of the individuals. That you were abducted by a white man and a white woman who blindfolded you, took your clothes off, you escaped, but then they captured you again and then you got away again. The math ain't math and it ain't making sense. But yet you have a whole community of the melanated collective, especially black women, invested, praying for your safe return. And you were, by the grace of God, you are alive. But are you well? And by well, are you mentally well? The parents went on TV. I believe it was Today Show, Good Morning America. They could have done all of the morning news junket. I have no idea. But the parents went on TV. Now you've embarrassed them. And what's the number one rule in black households? Don't embarrass the family. And you've embarrassed the family nationally, not just within the core family, because now your ass is going to be talked about for life within the family, within the community, within your local community, and within the black community. If someone goes missing again, how serious will we be? If someone goes missing again, are we reposting? Are we retweeting? Are we having these conversations about how devastating it is to see a child in distress? You go out and help the child, and you get abducted. I remember having a conversation with my siblings, telling them, now I can't even pull onside the highway to help somebody, to aid somebody. For fear of being abducted. But then my family, being my family, my sister said, they don't kidnap fat people. All you got to do is go limp. They can't pick your fat ass up. But anyway. But the audacity to think that you could make this outrageous lie and not get caught. And it was a lot of people that were reserving judgment, that were being skeptical. I didn't want to say anything to them because as vehement and adamant as I was when it first happened, I had to scale back the more evidence came to light. And I was elated when they said, oh, she arrived home. No, the first thing I heard was that she was found. But then, as more and more information came out, she wasn't found. She arrived home on her parents' doorstep. So I'm like, well, she just showed up. And that's when I said, something ain't right in the water. She has set back people believing, casting aspersions when people are saying that somebody went missing. Did they really go missing, or did they just get away for a couple of days? And it's a rumor and it's alleged that she did all of this for an attention, the attention of her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend that broke up with her. Do you see why situations with Sassy is so damn important for y'all to listen to? How women repeatedly need to be held accountable for the bullshit actions that they do. She did this shit for a man's attention. I guess it was supposed to make him love her, want her, recognize, realize, whatever. When all she did in all of this was tug at the heartstrings, and now everybody is side-eyeing her. Why? Why put your family through this? Why put your community through this? For a man? So you'd rather make yourself look like a fucking clown? On a national level? By faking a kidnapping in the hopes that he was gonna what? Get on TV and cry about how much he loved you? How much he missed you? Please bring her back to me. Is that what the fuck you were doing? The more I talk about this shit, the madder I'm getting. I shouldn't even be this invested. But I am, as a black woman. I'm invested because we go missing every day. And not a word is heard about it. And if you don't believe me, you can go to HBO or Hulu or anything. They have the Black and Missing series. Talking to different family members. They even had a woman in Alabama who was a part of the search whose daughter went missing and was found dead. How do you think that woman felt? Invested in looking for you. Thinking that something could have happened to you. Praying for the best and expecting the worst, and your black ass just shows up with a vague description of two fucking random ass white people that put you in the back of an eight. Oh yeah, blindfolded her, took her back to put her in the back of an 18-wheeler and fed her fucking crackers. When asked was she sexually assaulted, she was like, I don't think so. She either had a mental break or just didn't fucking think this through. I don't know. But I do know that the melanated class, the melanated collective is extremely disappointed because we were invested. We believed, and it all turned out to be one big hoax. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And I will talk to you in a week. Peace.
Prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.